Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Every hour I need thee, oh, And must I be to judgment brought, and answer in that day for every vain and idle thought and every word I say? Yes, every secret of my heart shall surely be made known, and I receive the just reward for all that I have done. How careful then ought I to live, with what religious fear, who such a strict account must give for my behavior here? Yes, every secret of my heart shall surely be made known, and I receive the just reward for all that I have done. I know thou standest at the door, oh, let me feel thee near. You have made my peace with God before I at thy bar appear. Yes, every secret of my heart shall surely be made known, and I receive the just reward for all that I have done. Yes, every secret of my heart shall surely be made known, and I receive the just reward for all that I have done.
Done.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Christ can live through me. Oh, Lamb of God, provision for my sin. I take my cross and follow. Lord, let your life begin. I claim the cross.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day. Time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless. soul, oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
Swelling in my soul every day,
swelling,
sweeter it grows
to me, and
daily your flows, the love that saved me, I'm telling all along on my way.
I'm glad for
Jesus' amazing grace
to me,
the joy of heaven
is rising, swelling,
it rises, swells
within my heart,
in my heart,
surging,
surging, roll.
It gives me victory,
gives victory.
Or
every sin,
and ever floods
and it floods my happy newborn soul.
The loving Savior
leads me by his Spirit here.
His love divine,
love I see in every place.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise his name.
Oh, glory, glory.
I'm glad he came.
I praise the Lord.
Praise him for amazing grace. This joy of heaven is given by the Spirit within.
With abiding
grace to my heart
so freely
he doth impart, and with my spirit bears witness that I'm safe from all sin.
I'm glad for
Jesus' amazing grace
to me,
the joy of heaven
is rising, swelling,
it rises, swells
within my heart,
in my heart,
surging,
ever surging, roll.
It gives me
victory.
Sin and evil,
every sin,
and never floods,
and it floods my happy newborn soul.
The loving
Savior leads me by his Spirit here.
His love divine,
love I see in every place.
Each place. So hallelujah,
oh, praise his name,
oh, glory, glory.
I'm glad he came.
I praise the Lord,
praise him for amazing grace. The joy of heaven like billows ever rolls on and on,
increasing
glory so free
is ever
bringing to me this great salvation will keep me till life's morning shall dawn.
I'm glad for
Jesus' amazing grace
to me,
the joy of heaven
is rising, swelling,
it rises, swells
within my heart,
in my heart,
to do
ever surging roll.
It gives me
gives victory,
oh, sin and evil,
or every sin,
and ever floods
and
my
happy newborn soul.
The loving
Savior
by His Spirit here.
Love
I see in every place.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise His name.
Oh, glory, glory.
I'm glad He came.
I praise the Lord.
Praise Him for
His
amazing grace.
His grace. I praise the Lord.
Praise Him for
His
amazing grace.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
They say times are changing, so we should change too. Trade our old-time religion for something new. Our faith is outdated, why live in the past? My answer is simple. So if you ask,
I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was fastened by nails to a cross. I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray. Find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real still.
So I'll stay on the old path that brought us this far, that saved countless millions and reached hardened hearts. Although times are changing and forever will,
there'll still be one Savior,
one Calvary's Hill.
Songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real still. I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was found Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real still. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real.
Shall I see Jesus and reign with Him above, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning, and from the flowing fountain drink everlasting love, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning.
Oh, shall glory, for I shall
thank you.
forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty
the King in whose law I delight,
who lovingly guardeth my footsteps
and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
That can talk,
hands that can touch,
legs that can walk,
ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed.
We live in a country greatest on earth,
where the flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in a harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All gave some, but some gave it all, so we could be blessed. I have been blessed, God so good. Sister and brother, memories made. Our pastor to lead us, this altar to pray. Stripes that can heal, the blood that still saves. I have been blessed.
He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down.
Oh, I have been blessed. myself upon. Be with me, Lord, and then if dangers threaten, if storms of trial burst above my head, if flashing spears leap everywhere about me, they cannot harm or make my heart afraid. Be with me, Lord, no other gift or blessing thou couldst bestow could with this one compare. A constant sense of thy abiding presence where I am, to feel that thou art near. Be takes me when I must weep amid the fires of pain, and when shall come the hour of my departure for worlds unknown.
Celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, with my hands raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping Him. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song.
Gather the roses, the lilies, the pinks. Think of the joys in your life. Briars will wound you, the thorns only grieve. So gather the roses, the lilies, the pinks. As I was walking the pathway life, trials were all I could see. The joy and the peace I once knew with the Lord seemed like a faint memory.
I dreamed that I walked is in your life. The briars will wound you, the thorns only cream. So gather the roses, the lilies, the pinks.
Something of a wonder, thus created by God, crowning glory of creation in His image from the sun. In His image, sacred image, God created man. Breathed upon Him His breath divine in Thy image. Made us for a purpose divine, thus to love Him, humbly serve Him, in His image to ever shine. In His image, sacred image, God created man. Breathe upon Him His breath divine in Thy image. Lord, may we shine. When He calls us home to glory, there to look on His face, with the angels we shall praise Him, ever singing, Amen. That saved a wretch like me. In His image, sacred image, God created man. Breathed upon Him His breath divine in Thy image. Lord, may
we here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to 3ABN Australia Radio's book reading program. The book, The Ministry of Healing by Alan White, provides sound counsel regarding holistic health. It covers all aspects of living that contributes to good health, like cheerfulness, fresh air, exercise, diet, and positive relationships with other people, to name a few. Crucial also is a personal relationship with our Creator, who gave us life and everything we need for health and happiness. In this book, Alan White deals with sickness of the soul and the healing balm to be found by trusting God in all things. Written in simple, beautiful language, Ministry of Healing will point to a life full of joy and happiness, a life connected with the source of healing power. Let's join our book reader, Rosalie Rickards.
Hello, this is Rosalie, and I'm reading from the book Ministry of Healing by Alan White, continuing chapter 41, In Contact with Others. before you speak or act, always think of this. As a Christian, you are a member of the royal family, a child of the heavenly King. Say no word, do no act that will bring dishonor upon that worthy name by which you are called. James 2, verse 7. Study carefully the divine human character and constantly inquire, what would Jesus do were he in my place? This should be the measurement of our duty. Do not place yourselves needlessly in the society of those who by their arts would weaken your purpose to do right or bring a stain upon your conscience. Do nothing among strangers in the street, on the cars, in the home, that would have the least appearance of evil. Do something every day to improve, beautify, and ennoble the life that Christ has purchased with his own blood. Always act from principle, never from impulse. Temper the natural impetuosity of your nature with meekness and gentleness. Indulge in no lightness or trifling. Let no witticism escape your lips. Even the thoughts are not to be allowed to run riot. They must be restrained, brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let them be placed upon holy things. Then, through the grace of Christ, they will be pure and true. We need a constant sense of the ennobling power of pure thoughts. The only security for any soul is right thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. The power of self-restraint strengthens by exercise. That which at first seems difficult, by constant repetition, grows easy, until right thoughts and actions become habitual. If we will, we may turn away from all that is cheap and inferior, and rise to a high standard. We may be respected by men and beloved of God. Cultivate the habit of speaking well of others. Dwell upon the good qualities of those with whom you associate and see as little as possible of their errors and failings. When tempted to complain of what someone has said or done, praise something in that person's life or character. Cultivate thankfulness. Praise God for his wonderful love in giving Christ to die for us. It never pays to think of our grievances. God calls upon us to think of his mercy and his matchless love, that we may be inspired with praise. Earnest workers have no time for dwelling upon the faults of others. We cannot afford to live on the husks of others' faults or failings. Evil speaking is a twofold curse, falling more heavily upon the speaker than upon the hearer. He who scatters the seeds of dissension and strife reaps in his own soul the deadly fruits. The very act of looking for evil in others develops evil in those who look. By dwelling upon the faults of others, we are changed into the same image. But by beholding Jesus, talking of his love and perfection of character, we become changed into his image. By contemplating the lofty ideal he has placed before us, we shall be uplifted into a pure and holy atmosphere, even the presence of God. When we abide here, there goes forth from us a light that irradiates all who are connected with us. Instead of criticizing and condemning others, say, I must work out my own salvation. If I cooperate with him who desires to save my soul, I must watch myself diligently. I must put away every evil from my life. I must overcome every fault. I must become a new creature in Christ. Then instead of weakening those who are striving against evil, I can strengthen them by encouraging words. We are too indifferent in regard to one another Too often we forget that our fellow labourers are in need of strength and cheer. Take care to assure them of your interest and sympathy. Help them by your prayers and let them know that you do it. Not all who profess to be workers for Christ are true disciples. Among those who bear his name and who are even numbered with his workers are some who do not represent him in character. They are not governed by his principles. These persons are often a cause of perplexity and discouragement to their fellow workers who are young in Christian experience. But none need to be misled. Christ has given us a perfect example. He bids us follow him. Till the end of time there will be tares among the wheat. When the servants of the householder, in their zeal for his honour, ask permission to root out the tares, the master said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest." Matthew 13:29-30. In his mercy and long-suffering, God bears patiently with the perverse and even the false-hearted. Among Christ's chosen apostles was Judas the traitor. Should it then be a cause of surprise or discouragement that there are false-hearted ones among his workers today? If he who reads the heart could bear with him who he knew was to be his betrayer, with what patience should we bear with those at fault? And not all, even of those who appear most faulty, are like Judas. Peter, impetuous, hasty, and self-confident, often appeared to far greater disadvantage than Judas did. He was more often reproved by the Saviour. But what a life of service and sacrifice was his! What a testimony does it bear to the power of God's grace! So far as we are capable, we are to be to others what Jesus was to his disciples when he walked and talked with them on the earth. Regard yourselves as missionaries, first of all, among your fellow workers. Often it requires a vast amount of time and labour to win one soul to Christ. And when a soul turns from sin to righteousness, there is joy in the presence of the angels. Think you that the ministering spirits who watch over these souls are pleased to see how indifferently they are treated by some who claim to be Christians? Should Jesus deal with us as we too often deal with one another, who of us could be saved? Remember that you cannot read hearts. You do not know the motives which prompted the actions that to you look wrong. There are many who have not received a right education. Their characters are warped. They are hard and gnarled and seem to be crooked in every way. But the grace of Christ can transform them. Never cast them aside. Never drive them to discouragement or despair by saying, "You have disappointed me. I will not try to help you." A few words spoken hastily under provocation, just what we think they deserve, may cut the cords of influence that should have bound their hearts to ours. The consistent life, the patient forbearance, the spirit unruffled under provocation is always the most conclusive argument and the most solemn appeal. If you have had opportunities and advantages that have not fallen to the lot of others, consider this and be ever a wise, careful, gentle teacher. In order to have the wax, take a clear, strong impression of the seal. You do not dash the seal upon it in a hasty, violent way. You carefully place the seal on the plastic wax and quietly, steadily press it down until it has hardened in the mould. In like manner, deal with human souls. The continuity of Christian influence is the secret of its power and this depends on the steadfastness of your manifestation of the character of Christ. Help those who have erred by telling them of your experiences. Show how, when you made grave mistakes, patience, kindness, and helpfulness on the part of your fellow workers gave you courage and hope. Until the judgment, you will never know the influence of a kind, considerate course toward the inconsistent, the unreasonable, the unworthy. When we meet with ingratitude and betrayal of sacred trusts, we are roused to show our contempt or indignation. This the guilty expect. They are prepared for it. But kind forbearance takes them by surprise and often awakens their better impulses and arouses a longing for a nobler life. People, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6 verses 1 and 2. All who profess to be children of God should bear in mind that as missionaries, they will be brought into contact with all classes of minds. There are the refined and the coarse, the humble and the proud, the religious and the skeptical, the educated and the ignorant, the rich and the poor. These varied minds cannot be treated alike, yet all need kindness and sympathy. By mutual contact, our minds should receive polish and refinement. We are dependent upon one another, closely bound together by the ties of human brotherhood. To be continued.
Join us again next time when Rosalie Rickards continues reading from the book, The Ministry of Healing, here on your station, 3ABN Australia Radio.
Thanks for joining me. God called Gideon to lead Israel against the Midianites, and Gideon assembled an army of 32,000 men, actually a very small army in comparison to the forces they were up against, described in the Bible as being like grasshoppers for multitude. But God reduced the size of Gideon's army, first to 10,000, far too few to be triumphant, and then to 300. They might as well have been three, they were so outnumbered. But here's what God said in Judges 7, verse 2. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.'" God knew it was important that when Israel had won their great victory, that all the people would say, "This victory was from God." If they'd had a great big army and won in what might have been called a fair fight, there was a real danger that the people would say, "We did pretty good out there." They may have taken credit to themselves and not recognized that their victory came from God. What God wants from His people is that we recognize the hand of God, the providence of God in all things. Should you recover from an illness, you want to thank the doctors, but give the glory to God. When you get a promotion at work, you might say, "Yes, you worked hard, and yes, your skill and talent earned that promotion for you, but you should recognize God was behind that." You might think you grow the best cucumbers in the county, but the truth is, it's God who causes those things to grow. Cultivate the habit of giving God the glory He deserves. You'll be full of gratitude towards Him, and you'll recognize more the extent of His goodness than the role He plays in everything He does for you. That's what you want. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.